It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. They are your questions, his answers. Remember, the number one question this week, as deemed by Ross the Boss, will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get various rubs and sauces. Okay, Ross, we got plenty of questions. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, Mike in Spring Grove, he says, hey, Ross, short and sweet. If you could have attended Coach Franklin's weekly press conference on Tuesday, what questions would you have asked him? Thanks for all the great work, everyone.
This week?
Yes.
I would have asked him about the philosophy of snapping the play clock with 20 seconds left, with less than 10 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter when you're up by two scores.
Okay.
That, to me, that's asinine. I know their philosophy is we're push the pedal to the metal, blah, blah, blah. You can still go no huddle and not let the defense substitute. You can still be up on the ball, and if they try to substitute, you snap it, get a cheap 5 yards. But you don't need to snap it with 20 seconds left on the play clock. You know, we talked at one point, they would have been, the clock was at like 9:42. Tom McCarthy and I were doing the game. It would have been under 7 minutes. Like, if you thought about the plays they had, the 20 seconds, it to me, that's just not smart football. I probably would have asked him about the heinous Stevens fumble, whatever that was.
Why was he in the game with a 12-point lead at
Who?
That point?
Stevens. Because like they wanted him to run.
But it's a 12-point.
Because they wanted to run.
Right.
They were running the clock out, and they didn't want Trace to run. They didn't want Trace to take any more shots. I'm actually okay with that.
Okay.
That Stevens is
no
there
motion,
because
though.
Stevens is basically their backup running back, right? I think
yes.
James even said that. So I'm totally on board with that. But why are you trying to get fancy when you're just running the clock out with Sanders? And to say we do what we do, I'd be like, James, are you kidding? You have a million things you do. You don't need to do that thing
right
at that time.
I will just say that Greg Pickle was very nervous in the press box because he has been known once in a while to maybe have a vested interest in the game, and it was 22-10, and I want to say, I think the betting line was 8 or 9, and when that fumble happened, somebody turned a different color press box. That's all I'm going to say to you.
Got it? No more messaging. All right, let's keep moving. This comes from Alex in Dana Point, California. He says, first of all, Ross, congratulations to the Ivy League champs, the Tigers.
Yes, this guy knows how to suck up.
Thanks.
9-0. We got one more game to go, 10-0 on Saturday. Been a while since Princeton. And let me just say as an aside, I know a lot of people listening don't care. It's a darn shame that the Ivy League still doesn't let their teams play in the – because Princeton would make some noise. They wouldn't win at all, but they would win a couple games, I think. They are very, very good. They got a couple kids that will – one kid's going to get drafted. They got a couple other kids that will get a shot. They're very good.
They're top 10, by the way, right now. And they have,
they're number 8.
Yeah, they're not
FCS.
Going –
FCS. It's the highest I've ever seen in Ivy League school, ever.
It is the highest ranking for an Ivy League school ever. Anyway, thanks for keeping the conversation interesting and never following a script, you guys. My question, I'm sure Tommy Stevens is in the driver's seat for next season as a starting quarterback, but do you honestly believe that there is a quarterback battle about to happen in Happy Valley?
Yeah, I do. I don't think they're going to just give it to Tommy Stevens. I don't think with his opportunities so far that he's played well enough for them to just hand it to him. I think he is by far the leader in the clubhouse. I think it's his job to lose, but I also think they really like Sean Clifford, really like him. And they have a lot of respect for what Tommy's done. They're very glad he hasn't transferred. He's going to get every opportunity, but if he falters, they'll go to Clifford because then they get 3 years of a starting quarterback in Clifford, kind of like they got with Trace.
Okay, let's keep it moving.
Was that the Dana Point question?
Yes, Dana Point,
both,
California.
We're 2 for 2 so far. We have some days where all your questions stink. So far, we got 2 good ones.
All tough right. Love it is on the Keystone Sports Network.
Hey, I call it like it is.
All right, this one comes from Mark in Frederick, Maryland. He says, watching C.J. Thorpe return a kickoff kind of made me laugh, but it also made me wonder if, Ross, you ever had a quote-unquote glory moment, either at Princeton or the NFL, a kickoff return, or you lined up as a tight end and caught a pass, anything like that ever.
No. You know, I will say this, though. That is poor coaching what he did. I don't mean that he's back there, because I was the wedge captain in Buffalo and in Washington, meaning the guy, the big guy in the middle in that spot, right? But you tell that guy, if you ever get the ball, first of all, do whatever you can to not get the ball.
Right.
But if it's ever kicked right to you, you put two arms on it and you run straight.
You're going to get clobbered.
Thorpe ran to the right like he was going to turn the corner and take it to the house. The guys tried to go for the outside like he was going to turn the corner and take it to the house. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Like I was laughing on the radio. Like, does he think he's about to take this 80 down the sideline? Like, what is going through his skull? And to hold the ball the way he did, to me, that's on Galeano for not making sure he knows exactly what to do in that situation. Although, based on what we've seen from C.J. Thorpe so far this year,
he ain't listening to nobody.
I think there's a distinct possibility.
Could it be that he just doesn't take coaching well?
That he just doesn't care no matter what you say.
I think that's a very distinct possibility.
I mean,
when you take a swing at somebody in the end zone after you get blown up and prolong a drive.
Well, it was a kick. First he kicked him, then he swung at him. But yes, it's a double. So, all right, you're listening to Ask Ross, which is brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light in a 30-pack in less than 30 minutes. All right, let's keep it moving here. Your questions, his answers. This is Ask Ross. Ben in Tampa, formerly of Jersey Shore, PA, asks Ross, everyone's excited about Micah Parsons' improvement. Are you seeing it when watching these recent games? You mentioned his possible future as a DM, but are you starting to be sold on him as a linebacker? Thanks.
I am starting to be sold on him as a linebacker. He has improved. He has a better feel for playing off the ball linebacker. And I would think, you know, going into next year, he would have a chance. If you remember, LeVar, as a true freshman, really only played special teams.
Yeah.
And then as a true sophomore, LeVar Arrington was first team All-American. Unbelievable player. Unbelievable. I think there's a chance that Micah Parsons follows that path, but they have to put him in more positions to make game changing plays. You know, it's nice that he makes a bunch of tackles, right? How many tackles does he make at the line of scrimmage or behind?
Right.
It seems like they're all like 5-yard gains.
Correct.
You know, and I think that while that's nice, he's a guy that should be making tackles in the backfield. He's a guy that should be getting sacks, pressure, jumping over the top of the pile, sacking quarterbacks. I would like, and maybe that's just part of the progression.
Right.
And that they want to see him get the basics down before they put more on his plate next year.
I think it's tough if you're gonna play a 4-3 and put him almost stacked as an outside linebacker. It's tough to get tackles for loss. He looks to me like he is a natural 3-4 outside linebacker hybrid who, at some point as he gets bigger, can either put his hand in the ground if they want to on an obvious passing situation, or just play him outside. The 3-4 outside linebackers, I think, are aligned a little bit differently. And I think sometimes they're in better position, I think, to blow plays up. But the way that Penn State plays their defense, Ross, it's almost harder to make tackles for loss because they're not really close to the line of scrimmage on most of the plays.
Correct. Unless you send them or blitz them more often, which they used to do with Koa Farmer, and they just gave up on that. Imagine if they used Micah like they used Koa Farmer that one year, a couple years ago. I'd love to see him blitz off the edge more.
Could you see him as a 3-4 guy, an outside linebacker? Like, kind of like how TJ Watt is a little bit or no?
I think that's probably what he'll end up being at the next level, yeah. I don't know that he's ever going to be good enough off the ball that they look at him as a 3-down guy, as an off-the-ball linebacker, maybe.
All right, let's keep it going. Dave in Center Valley, he has a very simple 2-part question. Compare and contrast food at the press box during the game versus pre or post game from 409 Tailgate Club.
Ooh. Loaded question. Loaded question. Choose wisely, Ross. Choose wisely.
That's tough. They're both top notch. And they're both free for me, usually.
Ivy League education in play. Ivy League education.
And there's no stopping me from getting seconds in either occasion. I can't call it. I guess I would say Penn State probably has more variety, and 409 Tailgate Club probably tastes better.
There you go.
Foreign Tailgate. Because, but
they do what they do better.
In fairness to Foreign Tailgate Club, every time I've ever been somewhere, it's a remote gig for them. Like, right, they're coming here to our studio, or they're going to somebody's house or something. They're not going to bring eight different items. You know right. what I mean? And by the way, all they need to bring is the pulled pork. That's all I need with the cheesy thing, and I'm good.
The football question from Dave is, looking at the wide receiver position in the future, Jahan Dotson, Cam Sullivan Brown, and Mack Hippenhammer. He didn't put Justin Shorter yeah. there. But of those three, who do you think has the biggest upside?
Of the three true
yep. No, he said,
Jahan Hippenhammer, Dotson, Sullivan Brown, or Dotson.
Dotson. Those three.
Biggest upside, I will say Dotson. Dotson. Out of those three.
All right, let's keep him
moving.
He
excluded Hamler and Shorter. So I'll say Dotson's good.
Dotson's yeah. good.
Dotson looks like Deshaun Hamilton yep. out there.
Yeah.
All right, Mandy and Lancaster asked Ross, if I force you to be a head coach of one of these two programs, which one do you think you'd have a better chance of helping turn the corner, Rutgers or Maryland?
I like that question.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Mandy and Lancaster.
That's a good question.
Yeah. They're both sort of...
They're both Big Ten East.
And they're both dealing with kind of different situations right now, too.
they're both in fertile recruiting grounds.
Correct. They're both getting overrun by bigger schools in their recruiting grounds.
I feel like Maryland is closer and has a better track record. But now after this incident,
yeah,
that kind of muddies the water there at Maryland.
Yeah, a lot.
I'm going to go with Maryland because I think I'd rather live outside of D.C. than in Central Jersey. So yes, I'm going to go.
That's a good answer.
I'm going to go personal here.
Good answer.
I think Maryland has the Under Armour thing.
Right. Kevin Plank's
like
money
helps. People can
there.
Remember Maryland like doing some good things where it's tough.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, just the name Rutgers stinks. It does. It's nobody's fault, but like – Maryland, like I get it. It's the state school. It's Maryland. It's the Terps. Rutgers, the Scarlet Knights.
Yeah,
no. What is that? So, I was thinking Rutgers because it's like you got to go there far, I guess, to get recruits there. But I'll take Maryland. That's a great question. That's the winner right there. Manny and Lancaster.
Manny and Lancaster.
I'm going to give it.
That's a surprise.
That's in Pennsylvania, by the way.
And a lot of good questions this time.
Yeah,
honestly, Spring Grove was great. Dana Point was great. I don't want 409 Tailgate to get mad at me with the shipping out to Dana Point, yeah, California, but I like the Princeton suck up.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number three from the Labatt Studio. The preview of Rutgers and Penn State is coming up next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.